Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
So here are some of the things. Normal behavior from the 90s that would be really strange now. Calling a girl's house to speak with her and not knowing who will answer the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could be her dad.
That did end in the 90s.
Used to hang up when the parents would pick up.
Oh my God, that's so funny. That is true, isn't it? You
yeah,
would call and if the person you didn't want to talk
dad,
to. I'm going to call you. Just make sure you're by the phone.
Yeah.
And there was also the fact that somebody else could pick up another extension.
Yeah.
Listen in, like your brother would be listening in.
Well, you put hours of phone work in on some lady you're dating. And by lady, I mean, you know, we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
8, 9, 10. 11, 12, all that age. There you are, talking.
Yep.
My daughter's doing it now.
How's that going?
She comes down, like she came down yesterday and her boyfriend waited on the line upstairs. She comes down, eats dinner and goes, all right, I got to go back upstairs. So-and-so's on the phone. I'm like, you'll never mind.
Is she talking on your landline?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep.
So old school.
Well, she's lost she got carried away with her iPod and we had to really rip that from her.
And
she's still like
that.
More
of a phone.
She'll text me from her iPod. You mm-hmm. know, she's still allowed to text us and she'll text me and be like, hey, can I do the? And I haven't seen it. When I get to my phone though, it's, hey, can I do, hello, dad, are you there? Like all separate texts. Answer me, please. Can you please? And I've had to tell her, your wants are not needs, first and foremost. And secondly, I'm not looking at my phone all day. You need to rip yourself from your iPod and go find something to do. I'm yeah. sorry, some are so boring.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Let's go to the library and get a stack of books.
No phones. Cameras for photos. These are things in the
yes.
90s that you may or may not know about, depending on if you were there.
Actually, that's back too.
Cameras, the kids
oh, yeah.
are into it?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Super into it.
When you
digital
say that,
cameras, film cameras.
I was going to say, are we talking about Polaroids? Which
all three.
Who is developing the film? Where can you take that to get it developed
well,
now?
Polaroid prints out, Sarah.
when you take it.
Yeah, Polaroid spits the thing right out. You know what's funny about that? I had a girlfriend who worked at Long's Drugs store. Do they still have those?
I think so.
I think they got bought. They may be gone. Either way, she worked in the camera department, and we were talking about photos, and I don't remember how it came up. Truly, I don't. But it was one of those things where she said, well, no, if you want to do nudes, you have to use a Polaroid. I think I said something like, oh, did you ever, you know, get people's? And she said, nobody does that. You use Polaroids for nudes. And I was like, first of all, how do you know that? Have you ever done that? And why didn't I think of that? Yeah. Like, Jesus.
You need the ones that process themselves and not the ones that you have to drop off at the drugstore.
Right. I never thought I could have pictures of my longtime girlfriend. I mean, she probably would have done it. It never occurred to me.
Those times were so simpler.
Just not so nearly pervy enough to, you know, have thought, you know what I need? A Polaroid in like endless film for Christmas, birthdays, forevermore.
Yeah.
Never did it, not once. But that was the move. Polaroids.
Right. Until, you know, someone finds them in the shoebox, you keep them in the closet.
Well, whatever.
Your mom's like, Vincent, what is this?
Paying for things with checks ended, I guess, there in the 90s, because that's on the list.
Yeah.
And cash, I guess. I still see cash from time to time.
From time to time. Like, I always try to have some cash on me. But, yeah, the debit card was the way. We changed banks back in the day because they didn't have debit cards. I'm like, watching everybody else paying with debit cards, and I'm like, I'm going to need one of those.
Hmm. And so you switched?
Switch banks. We were at Union Bank, and we went to Wells.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Was that here?
Mm-hmm.
In the Bay Area?
Yeah,
you were
like early days. There was a Union Bank right by our house. Is Union Bank even still around anymore?
I don't think so.
Well, they needed to get with it earlier. I loved that bank. It was right around the corner from my house. I could walk over there anytime, and they just were like, no, we don't have that. I'm like, well, are you going to get it? I don't know. I'm just a teller. I know.
This is on the list of things that sort of don't seem normal today. I don't know if this ended, though. I remember when I was in school, the girls that would... Hold on, I scrolled away for the... Hanging out with 20-plus-year-old guys when we were 15 and 16.
Yeah, there was always like the friend who had the cute older brother and his friends.
Was that?
I had that going on.
Is that over, though?
I don't think that's actually over. I don't think that actually... Maybe it's over because it's been drilled in everyone's head that they're in big trouble if they do anything with you.
Oh, the kid, the older boys.
The older kids.
Who
maybe.
Aren't kids, actually. They're in their 20s.
Right.
Yeah, I never did that. And I used to hate it when I was a high school kid because I just thought...
Dating your own dating pool.
I'm 15 and I know you're a loser. Like, how do these girls not know that? You're a loser.
I treat them like a princess.
You're in college. You have a car and you're picking up a 15-year-old from her high school.
Mm.
I guess it's just sour grapes on my part, right?
It is because it's also completely illegal. Whatever they were getting up to.
Yeah, well, you know what they were getting up to. You were that girl.
Not at 15, I wasn't.
Oh, you didn't date any 20-year-olds?
No.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Knocking on someone's door to see if they can hang out.
The knocking on the door is gone. If someone knocks on the door, I'm like, oh no, someone's at the front door. Quick, open up a camera app. Who is it?
On the list also, right off of that, is going to people's doors so often. Knocking on strangers' doors for fundraising all the time. It was not only allowed, it was encouraged. It was, you were told at school, go knock on doors in the neighborhood,
right,
and raise the money for these things that we need to do here.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who's like, you can drop by whenever you want. I'm like, I would never do that. And don't do it to me. I'm like, I would love to see you. Please text me first. Like, dropping by is just, it's not a thing anymore.
Well, our doorbell now, because we have kids, rings all the time.
Yeah, that's and a neighborhood okay. kid thing. That still works. I like that.
But when I was drinking and hiding in the house, the doorbell ring was like this whole undercover operation to see if I could see who it was without tipping my hand that not only am I home, but I'm ripped. So it was a whole freaking thing.
Yep. Didn't you have some kid you were teaching to skateboard in that neighborhood too? Like there was a whole...
I used to play catch with a kid around there. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. That kid's probably 30 now.
Probably.
Mm.
Okay, we move on.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
I like that though.
What? Knocking on the door?
Just this whole list. That was a good list.
Buying cigarettes for my mom as a kid, like it was no big deal.
Yeah. Yep. She'd send you to the store with a note.
Oh, I didn't have to take a note.
Well, I mean, everyone knew you. You were hanging out at the bar with your mom when you were five. My mom would send me up with a dollar. And I think cigarettes were like, she wanted, I think they were like some crazy thing, like 40 cents a pack. So I'd have to get her two packs and I could have the other 20 cents. And you could get so much candy with 20 cents back in the day. Ah, the olden days.
This one's my favorite because this was not only completely true, but it's over forever. Just not knowing.
Yeah.
You just don't know something.
Yep.
It's hard to explain to a 15-year-old today that when I was growing up, if you wondered something, that's where it ended. There was no possibility of getting that answer unless you went to the library or went to your encyclopedias, which also were sold to you at your front door by someone who knocked.
We had a set of encyclopedias.
The orange ones.
We had the Book of Knowledge.
Oh, we had the orange ones are Britannica, right?
Yeah, we had the brand Britannica as well. Yeah.
You had that. It would never get updated. So yeah, 10 years would go by and then that would be completely just obsolete. But you had to go to the library and look stuff up if you needed to know something. It was a great way to win arguments. Like if you just sounded like you knew, then people would be like, oh, I guess she knows.
Forget about all that. We truly did in conversations, whether you're a kid or even with the grownups, it just had an endpoint of, we don't know.
Yeah. Nobody knows.
We'll never know. Yeah.
It was like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
It's
sucker?
So unrelatable three. To someone who's young today because you just search it up.
Yeah.
Google will tell you whatever you need to know.
It's funny because you begin to lean on things like, now that we're completely on computer, like anytime something comes up in any story, I just quickly Google it. And then I just drag the Google window over next to the story I'm doing. So I'm like, oh, I looked that up. It's right here. Whether it's someone's age or net worth or, you know, some medical condition that I'm like, will that give me dark urine? You know, whatever.
I don't know if it's a Gen Z thing, but my students constantly will like send me a question. And I just want to write back, you have Google. Mm. Like, you can look this up. You don't need to, like, ask me what it is.
Like, maybe they think that you have some, like, in-depth knowledge because you're their teacher.
Yeah, well, I don't.
You're supposed to teach them that stuff.
Look it up, kids.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.